Episode number 62 from Zen is Right Here, Teaching Stories and Anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. There was a big boulder in the Tatsuhara Creek that Suzuki Roshi said he wanted for his rock garden. Every day, four or five of us went down to the creek during the silent work period and struggled to move the boulder by various devices and means. Each one of us was secure in the knowledge that somehow we were going to move that stone to his rock garden, which was quite a distance away. After a week, the rock hadn't budged, but no one was about to break the silence or give up. One day, Suzuki Roshi came down to the creek and struggled along with us. Some visitors called down from the bridge to ask what we were doing. Suzuki Roshi called up, "We don't know." Well, that's Larry Hansen. Tatsuhara, 1967. That's a rather extreme example. That didn't really happen a lot. I mean, where he'd put a crew, or there would be a crew working on a big stone like that, that they obviously couldn't move. Well, I don't know. Maybe it was thought that it was doable at first and then realized it wasn't. But it sort of the image I have is that it was obviously hopeless. Mel Weitzman talks about working with Suzuki on stones and just how long they would spend on some of them, some very big ones, how long it took them to get them where they wanted, and they get them in place in a wall or in a garden, and you'd say, they'd have to take it out and do it again. And he never seemed in a hurry, Mel said. He wanted it in some particular way, you know, so that it satisfied his sense of how it should be. At one point, might have been Mel, I don't know, there was some student, I'm not sure who, after working with a stone, like it's a story sort of like this, but with Suzuki, for a number of days, he said, let's not do this one. I mean, it was moving and stuff, but the student was frustrated as heck. But, you know, didn't argue, but made him mad, you know, wasted all this time. I know Suzuki wouldn't care about that. I don't think everybody would be angry about that. It would depend on how goal-oriented they were. I mean, if it was me, I think I'd be happy just to be working with him. I wouldn't care. But maybe not. I'm pretty goal-oriented. Anyway. The purpose of the work at Tatsuhara with him was not to accomplish the goal, or let's say not solely to accomplish the goal, that the greater purpose was just to do what we were doing, to extend our Zazen practice into our work, into our daily life. So then, definitely, when we're asked by guests, what are we doing? We have to say, we don't know. This has been a Duke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Duke Audio and Duke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.